It is about 12 minutes after 9 a.m. Happy Tuesday morning to you. And here with me this morning is Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. It's been a couple weeks. Welcome back.
Hello. How are you? Doing all right?
Yes. We're just fair prepping here. That's been the main go-to here at the radio station and kind of around the county. And so people, you know, I guess it kind of leads into, you're going to see a lot of horse trailers, cow trailers, trailers carrying things on the roadways here in the next week.
Yeah, you got the fair coming up next week, and then you got Amish Health and Safety Day coming up on August 11th. So
it's tourist season. It's all about the roadways.
Be jam packed with fun and excitement for the next couple weeks.
Of course. So first up, let's hit fair. You know, when you come up upon vehicles that have trailers, you got to use extra caution. There's living creatures in there.
So yeah, just like with any vehicle, just make sure your following distances are good. Make sure that you're paying attention to what's ahead of you, and staying off your phone and maintaining a good speed. And most importantly, don't follow too close
or stop in front of them.
Right. So just always remember that there are animals in those trailers, and if they have to abruptly stop, everything in that trailer is going to keep moving forward.
And the animals don't know any better.
No, they don't.
So they can't wear seatbelts.
Just make sure you're being courteous when you're operating a vehicle around animal trailers, or any trailers for that matter. Any vehicle that's pulling a trailer is going to be more difficult to stop and maneuver.
You know, I'm sure we've seen plenty of trailers too that had the hay. I know I've seen lots of hay baling happening. So it's a part of our culture here in our area.
Yeah. So, you know, there are plenty of tourists that come to this area every year and throughout the summertime, and they may not be used to driving around agricultural vehicles or buggies or trailers for that matter. So just
it's all new to them.
Keep that in mind as well.
Exactly. And you also mentioned Amish Health and Safety Days, and that is in Mount Hope this year.
Yep, it's going to be on in Mount Hope at the Mount Hope Event Center at 8076 State Route 241. And that's going to take place on August 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And there's going to be a lot of folks there.
There will be a lot of people there. We're expecting at least a couple of thousand people, I think, coming to that event. It's going to be a pretty good event. We've got plenty of stuff going on there for everybody who's involved. And, you know, the doors open at 4. Like I said, there's a carry-out barbecue chicken meal that starts at 4:30. Between 5 and 7:30, we'll have some, like, seminar topics and everything. So we're going to talk about battery and fire safety for all these e-bikes that are out there, and how to extinguish those fires if one does happen with your e-bike battery. Tick and Lyme disease, we're going to talk about that and you know, proper care and how to remove ticks, carbon monoxide exposure, and we'll actually have a stop the bleed demonstration. So proper use of a tourniquet, or if you don't have a tourniquet, using your belt, something like that. So we're going to go through demonstrations and show people how they can, you know, mitigate a deep cut or a big bleed. And we'll also have a traffic, highway, and safety and legal concern talk with everybody. And then we're going to do a mock crash and show you what all goes into anything when somebody does get into an accident, so you can see all the steps that are involved and what's going on there. So there's plenty of stuff for everybody to come see. And the first 50 people will get a free diabetes and cholesterol test, and that's put on by the Pomerene Mobile Unit. So yeah, plenty of stuff.
And that is the Amish Health and Safety Days is a great time for them to kind of get updated on the roadway laws, as they may not listen to our talks like this and to the radio. And it's, you know, keeps them updated on how to stay safe with all the added vehicle and tourism, you know, being safe on the road as they add the e-bikes into their buggy things. And it's really focusing on helping everybody to be well-rounded and educated.
Right, and I'm going to have plenty of handouts there with me as well. And if you have any questions or concerns about anything traffic safety related, feel free to come up to me and speak with me while I'm there, or give me a call at the post. But I'll have plenty of handouts and safety materials for people to look at, including roundabout information, buggy information, proper lighting information, e-bike stuff, and the laws that all go into everything with that.
It's all good information to know, and to get that out, the Amish Health and Safety Days have been incredibly successful in the last several years that they've done them.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to get out and speak with everybody who we might not otherwise see and be able to speak with. So we're looking forward to the opportunity and looking forward to seeing people there on August 11th.
So it's going to be a busy next couple weeks, and then we got school starting and school sports and football season and all. It's just a downhill trip.
Going into August, everybody's finishing their vacations. They're all getting everything ready, and school sports are kicking up, and it's going to be a busy August, I believe.
So it's extra important to pay attention, give yourself plenty of time, and wear your seatbelt.
Yes, wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't speed. All of these safety things that I say every week.
Well, you know, we can only hope that if we can get one person to think twice before they do something like that, we have helped at least one person. And that's what's important.
Yes, always.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, rejoining with us. And I'm sure we'll see you out and about and around between all the different activities. That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.